Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to all the people up there in Canada fighting those fires, trying to quench the flame of that eternal burning, trying to put out the white-hot coals of our never-ending love. It is June the 15th, 2023. It's 5 a.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Skompton, Utah. I don't know what time it is where you're at, but it's 5 a.m. here, Mountain Standard Time. And it's Thursday. Yeah, June the 15th, 2023. Here are your Zero Hedge headlines with minimal commentary. Nightmare scenario. U.S. government has been secretly stockpiling dirt on Americans via data brokers. Okay, I'm going to give you minimal commentary. This is not news. They've been doing this forever. They've been doing this ever since the phone was invented. And there's plenty of evidence that our, you know, our friend, what? J. Edgar Hoover, the creator of the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover has had people, well, had people when he was alive, when he was at the FBI, but he had people back in the 1920s listening on people's phone calls as they went across the Atlantic and back. So, yeah, this has been a thing for a while. It's not new. It's not news, but yet somehow it keeps showing up like a bad penny. In fact, it's a lot like that Chinese murder hornet story. I'm going to drink a little coffee. Headline, GOP, where did Joe Biden's $10 million windfall in 2017 actually come from? Probably the same PSYOP garden that the never-ending Hillary and Bill Clinton roadshow comes from. Probably the same place, which means Nowhereville. Headline, the ESG ruse continues. Legacy tobacco companies are posting higher ESG scores than electric vehicle maker Tesla. Commercial real estate doomsday event in office spaces won't crush New York City revenues, comptroller reports. Well, that's great news. Traders aren't buying the oil deficit story. The GDPR paradox, empowering governments in the name of data protection. Okay. What tech is much hotter than NASDAQ in June? West told us to kill as many Russians as possible. Ukraine defense chief. I don't even know what to tell you about the Ukraine war. You know, it's funny. I've been listening to Dane Wigington's weekly updates. Yeah, for about 8 years. And I would say a lot of what he says, maybe most of what he says, is probably true. But whether it's the COVID or this Russia nonsense, I think he wants to believe things and spread stories about things that might not be true. And I don't know why. As far as the Ukraine war goes, I have no clue in any verifiable way how real any of it is. But the longer it lasts at this sort of medium temperature level, the dumber it looks. And the more it looks like a contrived thing. You could say, well, Dan, I mean, World War I. Yeah, I get it. World War I and World War II. But this is 2023. And it looks like they're deliberately fighting the tactics of World War I and World War II in 2023. It makes no sense. And this is all sides. It's almost like the purpose is to kill people, but just as important to use up a lot of, you know, small arms. A lot of rocket launchers, a lot of shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles, a lot of, military grade small arms. They want to get rid of them. And then the question is why? Next headline. A political and economic doom loop is underway in Germany. Ukraine's dams and reservoirs, increasingly pivotal role in this bullshit, of course. Intelligence analyst sounds alarm on Chinese Communist Party's influence over WHO, the World Health Organization, through One Health. Ugh, this psyop never ends. Misinformation is a word we use to shut you up. That is true. Thank you, sheepdog. ECB preview, running out of hawkish arguments. Brace for red-hot retail sales, just what Powell does not want to see. Yuan tumbles after Chinese economic data dump. Youth jobless rate reaches record high. Yeah. What the hell does that even mean in China, really? I don't know. Annual excess deaths relative to other developed countries are growing at an alarming rate. Well, gee, it could be the vaccine, it could be the monkey herpes, or it could be ongoing military psychological warfare at a population scale using trauma-based mind control. It could be that too, shithead. Reddit CEO says blackout storm will pass. Advises staff against wearing company swag. Wow, low rent. Trump indictment rests on untested legal theory, experts say. Those are your headlines, more or less, as of 5 a.m. on ZeroHedge.com. Thank you, Zero Hedge. And really, thank you, because it is the last stop saloon. It's the last place we're going to go. It really is. ZeroHedge.com, it's where we end up. There you go. You can use that as a marketing slogan. ZeroHedge.com, you may not like it, but it's where you're going. Shut up and listen, okay? Pull the wax out of your ears. Open up your mind, fucker. Shut up and listen, fucker. The Wookiee people are coming. They're tired of our insolence and wrathful deceitfulness and our cocaine breakfast parties. They grow tired of our fancy attitudes. They seek after Grease wisdom and the John Travolta Barbarino happy ending. Wookiees are everywhere, motherfucker. You better listen up. You better be careful. They're out there, and they're gonna kill you. Shut up. There are mass graves all over Utah. Nobody talks about it. Places where hundreds of folks, natives, gypsies, were just buried. No one knows why. You go to Vernal and say, hey buddy, want to talk about those mass graves under the Walmart? And it's just deer in the headlights, man. It's just disdain. They just walk away. And your Yargan Null beast is filled with rage. The elderly track down their lost cousins to some ranch near Tlib, where the old-style Mormons have 30 wives and love is a wet noodle pie. They know about the dead, the humped in flesh, the dregs and crags and lost boys. So many humans from the atomic tests burnt alive and then just dumped in the Utah desert. Shut up and listen, please. The cat ladies of Chicago mean business. Prices of cat food keep going up, so they pick up some poor sap at the bar and get him alone and get him drunk and kill him. Then, with the KitchenAid, they turn the poor suitor into fancy feasts for the furry friends, their little kids. These cat women don't care about you. They might be sexy and busty, but they will feed you to their cats. Shut up, fucker. You better listen. You think you're all fancy in that fancy two-piece suit of yours with that fancy style tie to make you look all fancy. But those cat women will tear you up and you'll end up in somebody's litter box. Shut up. Listen. Universal Pest Merchants are setting up shop near Pluto. They don't care that it's not a planet, and they don't give a shit about your ideas or your dreams. These sleaze flesh dealers are looking for pink monkeys, and they will sell these among the quib of Regent Hotel. They get gold and diamonds for each hairless atrocity as they dance to the naked duel snakes and live like dukes on the chamber of dark energy and brown dwarfs. And you sit there and act like everything is okay, motherfucker. Eating your McMuffins and pondering Sclade the fowl. Your time is coming, Rube, and the glow of amber lightning shall envelop your tasteless heart. And a cat named Phil will relieve you of your life. Do you hear me, motherfucker? Out there in the darkness, do you hear the voice of reason? Listen, buddy. In the not too distant future, the turd nerdlers from the inner earth will rise up and take over half of Texas and most of California. In the not too distant future, the tantric hyperinflation of Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve will fail. They will no longer be able to hold it in. Jerome will blow his load. He will get on his helicopter and head for rescue ship Charlie. In a week from then, he'll be at the Reset Lounge in Antarctica. Yeah, the Fed is doing tantric hyperinflation, if you don't know, shithead. In the not too distant future, all the mathematics taught in school will be replaced with bone math. Bone math is the math of counting bones. All kids will be taught the math of bones. They'll be taught to cast bones, to read bones, to chew the nubbins off bones. They'll be taught how to count all the bones in the not too distant future. They'll also get into a new hobby of making quilts out of skin with tattoos on them. In the not too distant future, roach paste riots will begin in New York City. Most of the Scleben folk in Greenwich will yell and scream. The people of the Lower East Side will stab each other with McNubbins. And the roach paste riots will become so big, some crazy fool will make a song about it. Bring back Big Swing. Bring back all the great hits. Bring back Glenn Miller. Bring back Rob Roy in the not too distant future. In the not too distant future, there will be love pastures near Slaveville. These pastures will be designed to influctuate the herds of aimless, hairless monkeys who will scour the wasteland for what little Grimulak is left alive. All the human soil will go to Slaveville, and they'll huddle in the giant open pens. And in the mud and muck amongst the feces and all the Grimuli, what's left of the human race will implunctuate themselves, so that maybe out of 10,000, one person gets pregnant, and they have a baby that's born with tumors and three heads, and everyone's really happy in Slaveville. In the not-too-distant future, signature miniature Mama Celeste pizzas made from depleted uranium and blood sausage will be on sale at the Chevron. You'll go buy one of these little Mama Celeste pizzas made of asbestos and broken glass and metal shavings and uranium and plutonium and barium and blood sausage, and you'll take it home to your girlfriend who spent all day shooting up heroin and crocodile. And you say to yourself, this is the life, this is the life. Aren't we glad we read that Cato Institute paper, the one that said no one's ever been happier, as your body begins to melt and your mind turns to rice pudding in the not too distant future. In the not-too-distant future, a guy named Kelly will sell fast cars, and people will buy these fast cars, and they'll drive real, real fast in the desert, and you will hear the death rattle of humanity as the sky opens up and water fills the chambers of the earth in the not-too-distant future. In the not-too-distant future, as Dr. Freckles once told us, nothing will be found. Nothing will be discovered. The universe is a meth monkey, and you are its bitch in the not too distant future. And I still don't think you can hear me, and you're not listening. Shut up. Yes, indeed. The future is going to be amazing. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. You don't reason with military psychological warfare. You don't reason or have a common sense conversation with a psyop. You ignore it. Dr. Freckles. What does that mean? You don't reason with a psyop, you ignore it. Well, it is what it is. It is what it sounds like. You know, if enough intelligent people in 2020 had simply ignored the government, and I mean it, ignored it, because a lot of the videos of cops beating people up and cops punching people in the stomach and cops sticking their hands down the throats of people who supposedly had the COVID, a lot of those videos look like ISIS videos from the start to me. So I'm not sure any of that shit happened. I'm not sure any cops were chasing a dude down the beach. I think it was a perfect setup for a shot, though. I think it was a pretty good video, but do I think any of it was real? No. So what if in 2020 we had simply ignored the military psychological warfare? What if we went to the grocery store, enough of us, and we looked at the little arrows on the ground and we said, no, I'm going to go get my fucking pasta. I'm not going to circle around the bread column to get my fucking pasta. I'm not going to maneuver around the sushi bin to get my fucking tomatoes. Fuck you, PSYOP. What if? It wouldn't have taken all of us, by the way. Oh, but Dan, everybody. No, you wouldn't have needed everybody. Just enough people. Enough security guards to not give a fuck. enough people to not give a fuck. And all of a sudden, there is no PSYOP. This is what happened in many small towns in 2020 and 2021 across this country, is that they collectively recognized on some at least unconscious, uncanny level that most of it, if not all of it, was bullshit. They ignored it. They went on with their fucking lives. If enough people in every city in the country in 2020 had simply went on with their fucking lives, who knows? I mean, that's a big question. Who knows? A lot of people's lives would not have been destroyed. A lot of people would not have killed themselves. A lot of children would not have been abused, in so many ways abused. If enough people in 2020 had simply fucking ignored it, ignored the horror stories coming out of Australia. Oh my God, Dan, they're opening up Christmas Island. They're sending COVID people who deny the COVID to Christmas Island. They're hunting down COVID monkeys with COVID vaccine machine guns. Shut the fuck up. I have two versions of Australia for 2021. I have a version the news gave me, and I have a version my friend who knows people who live there gave me. And guess what? The two versions don't match up, motherfucker. So shut the fuck up. I bet the people in Australia were told the same stupid shit about people here, and why not? Look at all the stupid LARPing that most of you motherfuckers participated in. Now I'm going to read something, and I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to ask you some fucking questions. It comes from social media. You need to know, unlike Uncle Dan, it comes from one of these official accounts that has, you know, tens of thousands of followers, unlike, you know, Uncle Dan. Okay, so if you're worried, well, Dan, I'm worried about how much voice you have. I don't have a voice, fuck you. But I'm going to read this. My child's school has illegally changed my child's name to a male name. She's female. And has been calling her by that male name all year without telling us parents. I found out on a report card and emails today I served the school with a cease and desist letter. And by the way, brothers and sisters, this same copypasta bullshit shows up in other forms related to George Floyd, related to the fucking COVID monkey herpes, related to the Ukraine war. You have the same basic structure of, well, my kid went to school and they showed her this horrible movie and now we're giving all of our money to the Ukraine. My kid went to school and this nurse gave a lecture and now we got to get the vaccine. My kid went to school and they gave him the vaccine and now my kid is dead. So here are my fucking questions, motherfuckers. Here, and really, it's more like these are your options, your choices. Number one, option one, this is real. This is real, and they really do want to drive people insane. Like, this is a real thing. It's happening in British Columbia, Canada. That's where purportedly this is happening. I have no idea if this is true. It reads like the same low-rent PSYOP copypasta that's been floating around Facebook and Twitter and other social media sites since March of 2020. So I have no fucking clue if this wretched bullshit is true. But let's say this is a real story. And maybe they do want to drive people crazy by doing shit like this. That's your option one. Option two, this isn't real. But like option one, they want to drive people completely insane. Option three is this is the end times. Because if this shit's happening and it's real, and it's happening everywhere, then yeah, it's over. This is it. Or option four, there is no God. And this is the infinite gray nothing, a cosmic expanse of the existential null field. You pick an option, one through four. The options are on the notes for this podcast. I don't give a fuck which option you choose. Here's what I'll tell you. If the grand strategy of the New World Order Reset WEF Klaus Schwab coalition is to use trauma-based mind control to whip people into shape, then they are as batshit crazy as the hairless monkeys they expect to control. You're not going to be building pyramids, Klaus. You're not going to be having manservants or slaves. The strategy they're following is driving enough of the human race crazy. And it only takes enough. Good things, bad things, it just takes enough. It doesn't take everybody, commie. It doesn't take one person, shithead Pinochet worshiper. It just takes enough people. And that can make things better or make things worse. And right now, they are driving enough people, especially in cities, batshit crazy. What happens with that? You're not going to do anything useful with that. What you do with that is you put it in a pasture, you surround the pasture with 50 caliber machine guns, and you hope somehow you keep them from getting out. That's the only thing you do with plagues of madness. That's it. But there is another option to adrenal fatigue and madness and suicide and unmanaged chronic illness and drug overdose and all the rest. You can choose to ignore all this bullshit. All the drag queen story time, COVID, Putin, Ukraine, Trump, BLM, Antifa, race war, bullshit, nonsense. You can just ignore it. You can ignore the artificial intelligence bimbo eruption. You can ignore all the sideways crap stories. You can block them out. You can block me out too, by the way. You can turn off your electronic equipment, maybe most of it, and you can put down your fucking phone and you can go for a fucking walk. You know, like people used to in the 20th century? Next topic, my friends out there in TV land. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. For your dog, i.e., your dog, your pet dog, every truck is your truck. And if the food is on the floor, the maritime laws of salvage apply. You know, that's it. You know, you can complain all you want to, but here's the deal. The dog follows the maritime rules of salvage. If you leave your plate of pasta on the floor for more than, I don't know, 30 seconds without your eyes being on the pasta, the dog assumes that you've cast the pasta to the great sea, you know, like Ripley in the film Aliens in her secret escape pod ship. She's frozen. The salvage guys find her. You know, hey. But for the dog, that pasta is now his or her pasta. If you leave food on the edge of the island in the kitchen, so close to the edge, and then you go away on your special trip to Vernal, well, I'll let you on a little secret, motherfucker. The dogs follow the rule of salvage. They see the food on the edge. They say, it is mine. If you are eating some type of stew, and you put it down on your chair because you have to get up and go talk to your neighbor, Francisco, because he's going to tell you about his artisanal tomatoes, but what you're really interested is in Francisco. And your dog is staring at your stew on your fucking chair for 10 minutes, and your dog says, that stew has been abandoned. The dog will follow the maritime rules. So here's the deal. You don't want your stew or your food eaten by your dog. If you leave the room, either take the food with you or put it someplace where they can't get to it. That puts your food in a safe place. Your food's in port. Your food's at the spaceport. You ain't Ripley drifting through space. That chili's safe. But if you leave your pizza on the edge of the counter, the edge of the countertop, and you go to finish that game of Halo, and you decide to get in a Discord chat with some incel from Fresno, your dog's gonna eat your fucking pizza, shithead. And that is your fault. Brush up on maritime law if you want to understand your dog's relationship with your food. Next topic. Next topic, as we drift through time. Tevis, heralded as the savior, the one that would come to release the great power and soothe the world. Tevis made his way to Scompton to meet with the town elders. For 400 years, the people of Grinkentown and Scompton had been at war over the hooker choices and gold teeth piled high by the Jesuits. There were abattoirs scattered throughout the realm, working 24/7 to liberate old Billy boys from their own castaway sin. Tevis knew these were the scored ones set aside by Jube for sacrifice and fury. In the realm, there were canter apes looking for Applejack and corn cider. They had the women from Wookieville on their side and were armed with MAC-10 submachine guns and shoulder-fired pulse cannons. Kennedy skeebs were still milling about near Boston, and the old hag was still in charge. Tevis understood the risks, but he was the schism hero, and his juice would free the world. The town elders were gathered near the squell pits on the edge of Scompton. Tarkey miners were given the day off, and relentless squirrel herders brought the meat paste in for the day. They drank fermented scrub goo and consumed frel sausage and Yulu scallops. You know the Yulu scallops, the ones you gather in the desert. The ones you gather in the desert after the rain. Near where they, you know, tested those atom bombs so many fucking years ago. You sat down next to those old freaks and you felt the power of the 10,000-year alliance that ended the 48th war of retribution between the Sklag Rule and the Dorgas freaks. Each of them had lived to be over 100 years old and had liver sores and pastry eyes and crinkle skin. They were carried about on beds and their fluids were replaced daily. So Tevis presented his case. We gotta shut down the hooker palaces. We gotta build factories so that our people can make shoes. We need a laser grid to destroy the Froglon Meegs of Grinkentown and to provide for them an existentially holistic anal frag experience. Sure, we could wait until the Vampire Knights of Sector Charlie return with their fruit cannon and old mold wine. But now is not the time to think of festivals and weddings and indoor plumbing. It would be nice to have a bathroom where you could privately sit down and pop a squat and shoot out the brown dragon and unleash the copper-eyed Joe. The times when you have a large, girthy, scrapey poop, easing its impacted way out of the anal scrunctus zone, equally poop baby status as it reaches full term, but I digress. If the trag horde reaches Grinkentown and joins forces with the Froglon turds, then we're done, it's over, we'll be destroyed. We can forget about our busty women. We can forget about our tacos and our craft beer. So let's get to building those cannon, okay? Tevis finished his presentation and awaited the elder's response. Tevis went to the wench cabins off of Toop Street and ate sidewalk oyster and lived high on the hog from toothpaste whiskey and Kelly's Squire sauce. After 3 days of review, the elders returned a response. Your presentation was adequate. As that's your second level Minctus type, and likely your brain is inflamed with syphilis. However, we cannot authorize the building of laser cannons right now. We can barely feed the old breeders in Grid 8. And there's already roving cannibal hordes in Grid 12. We cannot authorize the forming of grub teams because the babies need medicine and the women need clothes. It's all squalor and low-rent sex problems and prostitution and so much more. Like a trailer park in Kentucky. A sweaty, moist, creamy space for Klein Spice dreamers and nasty hoods with dirty hands. We cannot talk of pulse cannons and figure mines and shoulder-fired neutron pipe bombs. All of these are great, but there's no money, no cash. We raised the debt ceiling, but it turns out hanging rich people from a greater height makes no difference with the change in their pockets. So go forth, Tevis, and unleash your rod among the pleasure palaces and enjoy the wines of Scompton, but then go home. You no longer are welcome here, Tevis. Tevis left the elders and returned to Helga, the first maiden and oil gatherer. He insucculated her boobula and squeezed her titties. And he forgot the armies forming in Grinkentown. He forgot the coming of the Blood Moon. He forgot the Skog witches that haunted him. And he left. He left Scompton. The end. Yes, indeed. Poor Tevis. Poor Tevis, you know. Does he sound like somebody you know? Poor Tevis. I don't know. If you listen to this podcast and you enjoy it, that's great news. It makes me really happy. If you've gotten this far, you either enjoy it or you enjoy causing yourself pain. That being said, before I beg for money, I'd like to say the following. Make sure you take care of your food, your water, your shelter. You know, make sure your situation is safe as far as that is concerned. If you've set aside some food for yourself and your family, and you have a dog or a cat, just make sure you set aside some food for your dog or cat. As I've said so many times, for what's coming, I believe nobody's basement is big enough, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't do a little preparation. And if you're going to do that, think about your dog or your cat. My heart's in my special place for dogs. Try to enjoy this life, period. Yeah, times are crazy. Newsflash, times have always been kind of crazy. Sometimes they're worse than others. sometimes they're really bad. If you lived in the middle of the 14th century and you lived in a small little town in, let's say, the Holy Roman Empire, you might have thought everything was over. If you lived during the 30 Years' War in the same little town, assuming anyone was left alive, you might think the whole world is over. Listen, bad times, good times always happen, but try to find some joy. Nobody knows the future but God. That's an important fact in this whole situation. The only person that knows exactly what's happening next is not Dr. Freckles, not your good friend Dan, not Tevis, not the elders of Scompton. Okay? The Wookiee people don't know. Okay? They're just sitting up there, you know, scraping the poop turd bobules off their busty fur buttholes and just waiting around and just, you know, talking up crap. They don't fucking know. Nobody knows. The Lord knows. That's what you need to know. So try to have some joy. Try to do some things you've been putting off. I'm not saying be hedonistic. I'm saying stop saying you're going to do it tomorrow. Do it today. Whatever it is. If it's to start a business, if it's to fall in love, if it's to write a book, if it's to learn to, you know, to ride horses and maybe become a cowboy. You can become a cowboy today, shithead. And if there are people in your life that need help, brothers, sisters, friends, neighbors, try to be generous. You know, that type of, it's not easy, but that type of kindness is not designed to be quid pro quo, but it could be very helpful in the future. So if there are people in your life that need help, try to be kind. Remember, you would hope at some point in the future they might be kind to you. So try to be kind. And if you've done all these things and you still have this pile of gold and silver and diamonds and cocaine and 5.56 ammo in the corner of whatever little basement room you live in, then you can donate to this podcast. There's a link to PayPal. You click on the link and you give me all your fucking money. I'm kidding. Give me as much as you want to or as little as you want to include zero. It is Thursday, June the 15th, 2023. Shut up and listen. People joke about the tuna fish sandwich at Subway. They ask, what's in the tuna? What's in the tuna? That's funny. People joke about the chicken McNugget and they say, what's in the nugget? What's in the nut? That's funny. People joke about the Nally's tamales and that it's the food that you eat when you've given up all your hope. But for Thursday, June the 15th, 2023, it is 5:43 a.m. Mountain Standard Time in Scompton, Utah. I hope you're having a great morning. I hope you have a great Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. You can get really excited about, I don't know, falling in love or going out on that date. You do what you need to do, my friends. But shut up and listen.